This is Maria Tells All, and I'm your host, Maria. It's been a while since the last time I podcasted because my family went on vacation to Mexico, so I'll be telling you guys some stuff about that. And I've also had a ton going on. It's been pretty bad. Last couple weeks, very little sleep. It's awful. I'll tell you in a minute. And I'll tell you guys first of all about my vacation in Mexico. It was in Nuevo Vallarta, and it was really good. It wasn't so much a hotel as like a resort, and we didn't know it was going to be that. We're guests of some of our friends or family members who live in Canada, and so they flew down from Canada, we flew down from San Diego, and the hotel was insane. It was like the pool was huge. Our room had, you know, a master bedroom, a kitchen, a huge bathroom, and I slept on the couch right in front of the view of the ocean and everything like that. And in general, the whole trip was really good. We spent a lot of time just relaxing and just enjoying ourselves, except for I had tons of homework with me, so that sucked. Sometimes at night I would have to come back into the hotel and just sit there and do homework, and that was not fun. But you know, that's how it goes. And I had my birthday while I was, you know, while we were in Mexico. The trip wasn't for my birthday. It was just it just happened to be on the same time. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But first, I want to tell you something else interesting that happened. And all you listeners and everything, you are one, as and you'll be one of the few people who actually knows about this. And you know, it's no problem because I don't actually know any of you. So, while we were there, the first day after we came, our family members from Canada, they had gotten this little ticket that where we can get a free breakfast, and then our parents have to go and listen to this presentation about timeshares. To get a timeshare for there. And, you know, my parents didn't really want to go, but they agreed, and the kids went swimming, and so we were spending, like, hours and hours at the pool, and my parents hadn't gotten back, and then they come back, and they're like, well, we're thinking about getting a timeshare, and it was crazy. I started freaking out. I was like, are you crazy? You know, these things cost an insane amount of money and everything, but we talked about it for, like, a really long time, and we came back to the little agent guy, and my dad asked him a million questions. Like, my dad's not the kind of person who will just sign stuff. On the little contract, there were probably like 15 or 20 little sections, and my dad asked questions for every single one of them to make sure, you know, we were getting into what something that's not going to hurt us later, you know. And I'm glad he does that. I don't want to go into debt because someone takes advantage of us because of some, you know, something in the contract that we never paid attention to. So I'm really glad my dad does that. You know, but we ended up signing, and I am one of my signatures on the timeshare thing. And it's not just a timeshare where you can go and, you know, once a year go to this place. In a couple of weeks, we'll get in the mail this huge, huge booklet with literally, like, thousands of places we can choose from all over the world. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you how much it costs. That's private. Although it was hugely discounted, or as they say, you know, I don't really... They probably just increased the price several times or something just beforehand to tell us. That's what they do. It doesn't matter. The price was okay. And we absolutely were not... It's not going to be like we need a loan to get it. Except for our house, that's the only thing we've ever gotten into debt for. Or, we're not into debt, but, you know, we do. Yeah, okay, anyway. And so, twice a year, or 2 weeks a year, we get to, for the next 100 years, we get to go wherever we want, pretty much. And if we don't go, we get to rent it and get $1,000 per week. So, that's really cool. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff like maintenance fees and everything that suck, but... We love to travel, and sometimes you really need to get away from everything, so that's really good. So, we're now the owners of a timeshare, which is awesome. And, like I said, we can go anywhere. It's not like it's just that place in Mexico. It's like all over the world. So it's awesome. And it's actually a better place than the place we were staying in. It's slightly better. So, like I said, my birthday was while we were in Mexico. And we got these tickets to go snorkeling for my birthday. And we thought that what it was going to be, we're going to take a bus and they're going to take us to a little beach or something, or wherever you do snorkeling. And they'll show you how to put on the equipment and how to breathe, what to look for, everything. No, it's not like that at all. We get to the, we got to the, you know, the place where the cruise starts. Because you go on a cruise and then after a while they'll just, you know, they just stop. And so we got into the cruise. And the first thing is, when they were introducing their, the crew members or whatever on the little thing. And by cruise, I mean it was like a 7-hour cruise. It wasn't like a 2-month long. It was just like that day. And the first thing is they introduce each person. And they're all these people are like 20 or 30 or 40 years old. And they start doing these like practically strip dances. Like I can't even describe it. It was so ridiculous. And so then we get on and at first it was kind of nice, then we started getting sick. My dad threw up a ton. I was just like, it's my birthday, I am not throwing up today. No way. So I just gripped onto my chair and just looked straight ahead and everything. So then we have two choices of where we can go. The first one is to go to this nice little beach and play on the beach. And oh, in our hotel, it was, there, like I said, a huge pool, and it was right on the beach. It was just like, so we can just step out and go to the beach. So that's one of the reasons my parents didn't want to go to the beach on the cruise. We decided to go to the second choice, to go to a waterfall. What we didn't know was that to get to the waterfall, you have to hike for like 2 hours. And also when you get to the island, instead of bringing you up on this ramp, you know, or whatever, like a semi-bridge deck, whatever it's called, like instead of bringing the boat onto the deck and then you climb out, what they do is they come like 20 feet away from the water, where it's away from the shore, where it's still pretty deep, and where it's like maybe 3 feet deep or something, and they're just like, jump out. Go ahead, jump out of the boat. So we got all wet, and then we were hiking for several hours, and it was really dirty. And then I got stung by a bee, my first bee sting ever in my life, on my birthday, my 16th birthday. So I'm 16 now. And then we get to the waterfall, and it was really lame. The waterfall, it wasn't even nice. I mean, I suppose it would have been better if I'd been in a better mood. I was really upset. So it wasn't good. But, I mean, in general, I was feeling sick, like, dirty, you know, wet, and had a bee sting and everything on my birthday. So I was very upset. So then finally we hike back and everything, and we get back in the boat, and when on the way back, well, first we picked up the people who had chosen to go to the beach. On the way back, it turns out, like on the way back to shore, it was maybe another 40 minutes, that it turns out that the whole point of the snorkeling thing, oh my god, I didn't even talk about the actual snorkeling. Oh, I'm so stupid. Okay. Before we even got to any of the waterfall or the beach thing, what we did was they just stopped in the middle of the ocean, and they were just like, okay, well, pick up snorkeling equipment, be ready to go when we stop, and go. They didn't teach us anything. They didn't show us anything. And it was just awful. I mean, it was like my, what's called the nose in the snorkeling equipment that I got, it was really rubbery smelling, and it just smelled awful. And after that, that's when I started feeling really sick. And the snorkeling, it wasn't fun at all. But anyway, what I was saying is, when we started going back, we started realizing that this was just a place for the college students on spring break to go and get drunk. And you know what? If you're a college student and you enjoy going and getting drunk, whatever, like, that's your business. But personally, in my family, we don't drink a lot. I mean, my parents, like, my dad has a beer every, like, 2 months after dinner or something. Like, it's really funny. And, I'm not positive, this is a personal decision, but I'm possibly I'm considering never drinking. I just don't think it's necessary, or it's not attractive to me, nothing like that. So, I don't know. But, you know, there were these college students running around already drunk, and they were talking about, oh, we're gonna, you know, drink like 15 to 30 cups of tequila sunrises or whatever. And then they were like, how are we gonna count? And so someone had the great idea to stack up the cups. And after a while, there were literally people, drunk teenagers, or not teenagers, college students, like wobbling around with these like stacked up cups of like 20 cups each. It was just crazy. And then they started playing these drinking games where, like, they would just sit on this chair and put their head back and have, like, the drink, like, liquor or whatever it was, guzzling into their mouth. And when they had to, when they were, like, couldn't take anymore, they would stop, they would shake up their head or whatever, and then if it was a girl, they would give them a lap dance. And it was just like, okay, fine, like, if you want to do that, you know, join a fraternity or whatever, but you could at least advertise on the cruise that this is something to go where if you want to get drunk. So I was really upset. I mean, it was my birthday, so that sucked. And that night, we went out to this restaurant. It turned out not to be all that great, and we sat right by the van, so it was so loud. And so my birthday really sucked. And yeah, it's not fun. Although, if you want to make me feel better, I would definitely appreciate, you know, if you want to email me. Oh, and I made a new email. I decided to, I've only gotten one, or emails from one person, pretty much, on, about the web, about my podcast, and I talked to them, like, in the last episode or something, or the time before that, I don't know. But, I've decided that I don't want to get mixed up, like, with my personal email and this one and everything. Although, I can give you my personal one, too. Well, anyway, here's my, the new email that I have just for this. It's mariatellsallpodcast@gmail.com. So mariatellsallpodcast@gmail.com. So you can email me there about pretty much about anything. You know, if you want to tell me about my podcast, like tell me something, or if you want to, you know, tell me I suck and stop like recording your voice, I'll take that into consideration, and, you know, I won't actually stop, probably, but, you know, it never hurts to give your opinions. And, or if you just want to tell me about yourself, or about your day, or whatever, really, just have a conversation, that's great. It's mariatellsallpodcast@gmail.com. I'll put the little link in the notes. And, the other thing I was thinking about is, you can, I don't know how many of you out there actually have microphones. I didn't even know we had one until I decided to do a podcast, and then, I just found one. So, I don't know if you have microphones, but if you do, you can always just go and pick up your microphone and record your voice and tell me something. Like, because I'm too poor and cheap to get my own listener line, like a voicemail. Because I'm sure those things cost quite a bit of money. So just pick up a microphone, record your voice, you know, tell me whatever you would say in a voicemail, and I will definitely play it on here. I will definitely, absolutely play your clip, unless you say not to. If you just want to record your voice and you don't want it on here, I won't put it on here. Absolutely not. But just tell me. Otherwise, and if you email me, I'll do a shout out for you. You know, so that's cool. You can listen to yourself on here if you record your voice and send it to me. So, that's that. I'm gonna give you, I think, okay, well, let's see, I'm not even finished, but I'm gonna give you the general information. Let's see, where is it? Okay. Email I told you, it's mariatellsallpodcast@gmail.com, my Frapper map, on which I have, two friends, is Frapper, which is frapper.com/mariatellsall, and my website is mariatellsall.podomatic.com. In my photo bucket, wait, I'm just checking really fast if there's even anything on there, because I don't want to keep giving this out if there's nothing on there. Let's see. No, nothing really. Okay, so forget that. Okay, and the other thing is, I joined a Frapper map, and on the next podcast, they did a shout out. So that was the show Shut That Bitch Up, and on their next, or not shout out, whatever, they mentioned it, and they said they listened to my show, and so I'm going to play it in a second. I figured I had to insert clips in here, and I don't know, I think it might be, like, a lot louder than my volume, so if you want to be careful, and or it could be quieter, I don't know, so just watch out if the volume suddenly, like, I don't want to make people deaf. So one second, I'll play that right now.
And then we have Maria Tells All from San Diego, California.
Hi, Maria.
She's a 10th grader who has her own podcast.
Oh, cool. What's her show podcast called?
Maria Tells All.
Maria Tells All.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I've actually listened to one of her episodes. It's good. She only got three, so, you know.
She's not X-rated like we are.
Oh, God. Hello, honey. She's like in 10th grade.
Hey, I had a foul mouth when I was in the 10th grade. So.
Well, you know, not everyone's quite the whore that you are. But,
Go on, any other people?
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, I think that was probably a lot louder than mine. So I do apologize if anyone's, you know, ears are in pain right now. But anyway, I thought that was really cool. They said he had listened to one of mine and everything, so that's cool. And so that is that. Now I'm going to tell you about the last week I've had. After I got back from Mexico, I had a lot of work to make up, and it was really bad. So the last few days, or last week actually, I've had very little sleep. A couple days ago, I went to sleep at 12:30 in the morning and got up at 4 because I had to do homework. I ended up studying for a test that I had it ended up being postponed, so I was just really upset. But, I've been just so groggy. I got sick when I got back from Mexico. Not really bad. I definitely didn't stay home because I could not afford to, you know, to be home when I had, like, I can't afford to miss any more school. So, yeah. And on Sunday, I had my first job interview. Like, a few weeks ago, the people from Hot Dog on the Stick, I think that's a chain that probably is all over America. So, and you might know it as Muscle Beach. It's like the same store, Muscle Beach or Hot Dog on the Stick. They came to our school, and they were, you know, looking for employees and everything. And so I was like, well, you know, it's a really goofy place. They have funny hats. But why not try it out? So I applied, and I got a call for an interview. So I had my interview on Sunday, and I prepared so much. Like, I looked really professional, I think. Like, I wore really nice, like a suit, not a suit, but like pants and everything, and top. I had my hair done really well, or I put my hair back in a ponytail, and it was really neat. And then I made a resume, and I'm really happy I made a resume. I have a resume now. So, and I have a total of 3 things in my experience, which is babysitting, and then volunteering at a library book sales for like 5 years every single month, and then my volunteering at a hospital. So I have a resume. Yay, I'm an adult. Okay, and so I come there, and it was so, I don't know how I did, because the thing is, I assumed, and I'm really sad that it's not even like that anymore. I assumed that when you come to a resume, you should get dressed up, you should look, I mean, they said resume, did I say when you come to a resume? When you come to an interview. Oh, what am I talking about? When you come to an interview, you should be really dressed up, or you should be, you know, look professional. Probably bring a resume, but not necessary. You should speak like a professional, and, you know, the other people, it was like 4 Hot Dog on a Stick people, and supposed to be 4 of us, but one of them showed up like 20 minutes late. So it was just like they were sitting there, and asking us questions. Like, some of the questions were just normal. Where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself in 3 years? So I said starting college, because I'll be a freshman in college then. And there was one question, like, if you were a cartoon character, which one would you be? And I said Jerry from Tom and Jerry, you know, the mouse. Because I gave this... It sounded pretty good, actually. Like, even though I'm like, not a huge... I don't even know how to explain it. It sounded pretty good then. But, I don't know. But the thing is, the other people in my group, the other two people, they were completely, like, they looked like they just stepped out of the mall. They just were completely dressed as if they were dressed, I don't know, just to hang out with friends. And it's just, you're here trying to, trying to convince these people that they should pay you for, you know, for your service or whatever. And you're just dressed as if you're out with friends. And so that really bothered me. I don't know. I guess they were more relaxed than I was. So that could be one thing. Although, I don't know. So I'll know by Friday. I'll tell you guys if I got the job or not. And if I did get the job, I might not take it. You know, it's kind of far. It's like a 20-minute drive from here, which doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, I'm impatient. And I don't even drive. That'd be my dad or my grandpa driving me. Or, well, I'm not going to say my mom because she sleeps in all the time. So, yeah. So, that job, I don't know how well that went. Oh, well. But then afterwards, I walked around the mall for a little bit. And I've never been to the store. I went into the store called Spencer's Gifts. And I don't even know if it's like a big chain or I've never heard of it before. But it was like, it was really funny. I mean, there was a lot of like inappropriate stuff and everything. But there was, but there were all these little kids running around in there. Like, there was this little kid just reading the back of, like, a... I don't know. It was just awful. I was just like, where are your parents? And his parents were, like, right next to him. And, but I was looking in the greeting card section, and there were these awesome cards. And there was one that I was going to buy, but then I realized I can just reproduce it and make it better. And I don't mean reproduce, like, copy, like photocopy, but I'm just going to make my own with, like, the same general idea, but... better, because I thought it could be improved, definitely. So it's gonna be like, because everyone knows that I'm against George W. Bush very much. Sorry, I just tore my headphones out. I'm against George W. Bush very much, and as are my parents. So for their birthday, because their birthdays are within like 2 weeks of each other, so we just celebrate them together. For their birthdays, I'm gonna make them a card that says on the front, on your birthdays this year, you have a lot to be thankful for. And I'm going to paste a picture of George W. Bush, and I'm going to say, and point an arrow toward him, he can't run again. So, I saw a card almost just like that, but not quite. And so, I think they'll love that. I wish I could get something like that, because that would be so awesome. I would just display it, and it would make me happy. But no one thinks of that. Oh, well. So, that was my job interview and everything, and trying to think, I'm sure there's... Oh, yeah. This is random. I don't know. But when I was in, this one thing that we did in Mexico, we were, like, on this bus for 2 hours. So, I had some extra time and everything. And so, I was listening to a podcast, which I absolutely love. It's called The Krebs Cast, and the host is Adam, and I wanted to point you guys toward that podcast, because they're not the last one, actually. While I was gone, he updated it several more times, but he has one podcast that I don't know if he titles his, I don't know about the number, but in the notes it says something like, if you only listen to one podcast, listen to this one, and it was really good. It was talking all about this one issue of Harper's, which I haven't, Harper's Magazine, which I haven't read. And no, it's not Harper's Fashion Magazine. That's totally different, I guess. And it's a whole article about how George W. Bush lied and what that has caused and everything, contradictions that he's made and everything. So I love listening to it. You guys should also go over to the Krebs Cast and listen to Adam ranting. I was going to have my dad listen to it. But then I realized my dad would not approve of all like the cussing that Adam was doing. So, but still, it doesn't matter. Listen to him, and not just that one. Like I just love him. I'm about to email him or something, or like I said, in my cheap ways, I'm going to maybe send him a recording of my voice instead of a voicemail. So listen to that, because you really get a lot of information from that. I just, there's so much, like, people need to realize our president is not a good president. So I'm not going to get into this. I'm sure I'll get into this in some other podcast, but not in this one. Not in this one. Okay. So I think that's pretty much it. I don't know if this one has been interesting. My last one was boring. I was just talking about websites or something. I don't know. But let me just give you my stuff again. Okay. My email is mariatellsallpodcast@gmail.com. And again, email me with whatever you want to talk about. You know, personal, or if you want advice. I'm thinking about starting an advice podcast. I don't know if that's even going to go, like, how that's going to happen, but it could be fun. I don't know if anyone would care to listen to it, but it could be fun. Tell me if you're interested in that. But if you have any questions, you can ask my advice, and I'll answer it on here if you say. And also, if you email me, tell me if I should mention you, because if I'll probably assume that I can if you don't tell me not to. But just if you don't want to be mentioned, or you don't want your name mentioned on here, just tell me. I totally will not. So my email is mariatellsallpodcast@gmail.com. My Frapper map is Frapper, frapper.com/mariatellsall. And if you join my map, I will definitely join yours if you want me to. My website is mariatellsall.podomatic.com. And I think that's it. Okay. I love you guys. Bye.